welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. You choose lots of poems that deal with pharyngitis. You've got another one this time. You know, we have over the years focused a lot on over-prescribing of antibiotics with regard to pharyngitis and lots of tips about how to get doctors to prescribe less antibiotics. Today, we're going to look at pharyngitis, but it has nothing to do with antibiotics. Acute pharyngitis, very common in the office, probably seasonal, much more common, I would think, in the late fall, winter, early spring than it is in the summer. Millions of visits to doctors and urgent care centers and the like because of sore throat. Most adult patients with acute pharyngitis, as listeners will know, have a virus as the etiology. It's not bacteria. They come to the doctor, A, because they quote, don't want it to get worse, end of quote, and also because of relief of the pain, which is important for them to feel whole again. The concerns for the patient include this pain relief. They're worried about the source of it. They've all heard about strep throat and think that it's this evil boogeyman that's going to cause all kinds of evil and demise. So the three categories of approaches, there's oral systemic analgesics, there's topical therapies, things like sprays and lozenges, and environmental measures. And today we're going to focus specifically on the oral analgesics and even more specifically looking at the role of glucocorticoids. Most experts have not enthusiastically endorsed the use of steroids, regardless of the etiology of the sore throat. There are some that say, depending on the severity, it should be restricted to only those with incredibly severe sore throat, although there are some studies that suggest that even the glucocorticoids, you know, aren't a home run when it comes to looking at the duration of throat pain, and that other options are equally effective and maybe much less risky. You found an article, it was published in JAMA 2017, starts on page 1535. Very simple question it attempts to answer. Are oral steroids effective in the treatment of acute sore throat in adults? Mark?
Yeah, this is an English study, and it's important to know a little bit of the background of how they typically treat sore throat there. So they don't routinely use rapid strep tests. Basically, the National Health Service won't reimburse doctors for it, so they don't use them. And so they just use their clinical judgment, signs and symptoms history. And in this study, they identified 565 adults who had sore throat as their chief complaint, and no clear alternative diagnosis. And they excluded those where the doctor said, boy, this person, I think they really need an antibiotic. So, which was only about 10% or so of the entire population. So it wasn't a huge number, but they did exclude those that looked the sickest. So they randomized them to either a single dose of dexamethasone or matching placebo. All the patients either got offered a delayed antibiotic or no antibiotic at all. So no one was given an immediate antibiotic. And they tracked their symptoms over the next few days. They looked at complete resolution of symptoms and use of the need for the delayed antibiotic and time off work and all these different things. They had really good follow-up, 94% of patients at 1 month. Basically, they found overall almost no difference between groups. Those that got the steroid and the placebo had the same likelihood of resolution of symptoms at 24 hours and later. The one difference that they found was at 48 hours, those who got the steroid were a little more likely to have resolved their symptoms. Number needed to treat was 12. So, you know, that's not a big improvement. And I think we have to remember that there's been some other recent studies that even short-term use of steroids, 5 to 10 days, is associated with an increased risk of pneumonia, increased risk of sepsis, increased risk of fracture and other complications that are quite rare, but they are increased. And so I think we should be, you know, at least aware of that as we make the decision about steroids in these patients. So the bottom line, I think, is that single dose of oral dexamethasone is no better than placebo in resolving symptoms at 24 hours. It was a little better at 48 hours, but no better beyond that.
Right, and remembering that the comparison group here was placebo, so if you want to even beat placebo, you could actually give them an NSAID. Anyways, this goes back, I think, historically to the 60s and early 70s when steroids were marketed for, you know, basically everything, you know, from tooth pain to sore throats to stomach, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of a remnant of that. And I think you've given us just another piece of information that if we're really treating pain, there are lots of other choices.
One caveat is that there have been a couple of small studies in patients with severe sore throat and possible respiratory compromise. And in those patients, steroids did have some benefit. But, you know, that's a very small subset of patients with sore throat.
Exactly. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.